Welcome. My name is Example. Welcome to the I Am Example podcast. Here we're going to inspire you. We're going to motivate you. We're going to push you. We're going to build you. Any obstacle that you ever encountered, you can overcome by believing in yourself. And here you're going to discover that strength. We're going to teach you how to hustle. We're going to teach you how to grind. We're going to teach you about all those things. Keep it locked in and stay tuned. Welcome to the I Am Example podcast, and I'm your host, Example. If you're trying to reach us, you can email us at iamexample456@gmail.com, and there you can send your comments, recommendations, opinions, requests, questions, anything like that. You can send it to that email. You also can follow us on Instagram at i_am_example456, and there you can get your daily posts, you can get your daily inspirations, motivations, and support. You also can inbox us on that app, and you also can follow us on YouTube. Like, share, and subscribe, because we also upload the podcasts to YouTube, and there you can follow us at I Am Example 456. You dig? Like, share, and subscribe to the channel. All right, we're gonna get right into it. This week's example of the week is Drake. I don't know Drake's full name, so I'm not gonna even chop it up like that. But I have seen a video that he deserves example of the week. He had gave like $1 million away in Miami, and to see the actual reactions of the people and how emotional they became and just doing good deeds and stuff, it make you feel it. It makes me feel it on a almost a spiritual level. You understand? Giving back is a beautiful thing, especially when you came from nothing or you came from the places that they live at. So seeing those reactions, now the businessman of the business side of me, I understand that that's a tax write-off and you could get some of that money back, and when you donate to charities, you can get some of that money back as a tax write-off. But to just actually just go and give like $1 million away, the concept is dope. You understand? So I can't hate on that. So that's how come he gets example of the week. I mess with his music, some of it, majority of his earlier stuff. Not too much the R&B Drake, but the rap Drake, yeah, I used to rock with him. Well, I still rock with him. Some of his songs, you dig? So I don't want y'all jumping in the emails talking about, yo, you went soft. Nah, I'll mess with Drake when he rapping, not when he's singing, when he rapping. But that was a dope move. So shout out to Drake, and he's the example of the week for that. And let's jump right into the podcast. And the title of the podcast is Heaven or Hell. That's the background music you hear playing, that Heaven or Hell. When I hear this song, I think about like Heaven or Hell. People have a concept of what Heaven is. They think it's this cloudy place with golden gates, a bright sun. And they think that it's this made up place in the sky, pretty much. And that we have to look forward to getting to that place. And whatever your beliefs are, I have no quarrel with that. I have no problem with that. But I think, or my perception is that I should make heaven on earth. You dig? I should push to make heaven on earth. Living in hell, people think after you stop living or you stop physically living that you either going to go to heaven or you going to go to hell. And I look at it as to where when you're living, you're actually living in heaven or you're living in hell. Like, ask yourself, do you know what kind of stress you have to deal with when you're living paycheck to paycheck? or when you don't know how your kids are going to eat, or when you don't know how you're going to keep the lights on. That is stress. That is something that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy, because I have seen where that goes, or I have seen people go through that. I see the despair in their eyes. I see the letdown in their eyes. You understand? That is hell. It is hell when people go without water. It is hell when people don't know how they're going to eat. It is hell when people don't know how they're going to maintain car insurance or car payment. It is hell. And all they really want is relief, which is heavy. You understand? Ask yourself, do you know how many people I know that worked at a job for 30 years? 25 years, retired and didn't have no retirement left, or didn't have no retirement and had to go back to work in their 50s and 60s? Is that not hell? You understand? So, I start asking myself, yo, what would make this life into heaven? That's when I started learning how to love my family. You understand? Put my family first. Seeing them smile. Putting myself in a position to where I don't have to live paycheck to paycheck. Or putting myself in a position to where my grandkids can cultivate the things that I planted. You understand? That's heaven to me. Maybe I have a misconception on what heaven is, or what they present heaven as. Because I want people to live their best life. And I understand that a lot of people are not. A lot of people are struggling. When they say 80% of the American, they say 80% of Americans don't have a savings. That is wild. That means 80% or more are living paycheck to paycheck. Is that not hell? To where if you trip, fall, hurt your hip, break your leg, like, you can lose everything. I try to enlighten people so they know where heaven, or they know how to get to heaven. And I think personally, heaven is a mind state. It's a lifestyle. It's an abundant lifestyle. You understand? Like, you're not stressing over your next move and how you move and stuff like that. And that's goes back to the example of the week, Drake. I seen some heaven in him, giving back, and since he's doing good, making sure others are doing good. That is dope. That is so dope. I would love to see that on a regular basis, but you don't, because so many people are just getting by. And they say, like, yeah, I'm gonna work 30, 40 years and, yeah, I have a retirement or whatever. But the majority of the time, the retirement that you accumulate isn't enough to sustain your lifestyle. So what are you going to do? I encourage everybody to start your own. Build your own. I don't care how small it is. I don't care if you're cooking cakes. I don't care if you're baking cupcakes. Start your own. Because it's better to have your own after that job ends than the after that job ends, have to go back to that job to produce or to maintain your lifestyle. Because after you work 30 years, the retirement just isn't enough to compensate with your lifestyle. So, you dig? And we got three steps. We got three steps to get into heaven. You understand? Three steps to get into the heaven mindset. You understand? first off, you have to realize that you're in hell. You're in a war. You're in, however you want to look at it, you ain't doing good. That's the first step. And I find that to be the hardest because so many people are in denial. They'll say they're doing good because they have a $400,000 house, but not knowing that that house can go away if you lose your job. So what are you going to do 20 years down the line? It's hard to come up with a $1,000, $1,200 mortgage down the line 20 years from now, you dig? Retirements aren't paying like that. That's the first step. The second step is you have to find out what's your heaven. Me, I found out my heaven is my family. They always gonna be here, they always been here. So I've always put my family first, the women in my family, my sons, everybody. I love my family. That's my heaven. And then you have to, the third step is that you have to know what you want and where you want your legacy to go. You understand? Real simple steps to get to your heaven. I realized I was in hell. I realized what was my heaven. And then I realized where I want my legacy to go. Now, when I die, stop breathing and stuff like that. If I float in the air and in the sky and the clouds, I accept that. But I realized those three steps. I love giving back. I love teaching people. I love enlightening people. I love putting people on. Now, if they take my advice, that's on them. If they don't, I try. But those are the things that I love doing. So those are your three steps to get into heaven. First, you realize that you're in hell. Living paycheck to paycheck is hell. Grinding, not knowing how you're going to eat, that's hell. Second, you got to realize what's your heaven. What you're doing it for. Why you're doing it. What you're grinding for. You understand? Build your business. What's your passion? That's your heaven. And third, you have to realize where you want your legacy to go. How you want your legacy to move. Who you want it to benefit in the future. How you want to give back. You understand? So, those are the three steps. And we're going to wrap it up. You dig? If you're trying to contact us, you can email us at iamexample456@gmail.com to send us any comments, opinions, likes, shares, anything. You dig? We still got more shirts, so if you need, we got more shirts. If you need one or if you're trying to get one, just email me and we'll get it out to you. If you win or if you share the channel. And you also can follow us on Instagram at @I_am_example456. And there you can get your daily posts, inspirations, and motivations for this grind, for this hustle. And you also can follow us on YouTube where we upload the podcasts. Go there, like, share, and subscribe. @I_am_example456. Follow the channel, okay? All right, so we're going to get out of here. Y'all be easy out there. I'm going to enjoy this weather. And I'll get back with y'all. 1.